Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round the Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Quentin Daly, Caldwell Jones, Joey Devine, Jawan Oldham, Ennis Watley, Sean Keane, Orlando Woolridge, special guest Katie Heindel, Patreons Trevor Green, aka Genial Black Man, aka Trey Cool X, thank you, multi-named man, Peter A. Linehan, thank you, Peter. Jack Brazil! Thank you, Jack, and happy birthday to your dog! Musical guest, the Pointer Sisters! And now, the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine!
Wow, that was a, hi! That was a wild Don Pardo. I don't know, he was getting lit up in quarantine, I guess.
He's turned.
Welcome to Round Ball Rock. I'm your temporary host, Joey Devine, and I'm here, as always, with my good friend, my co-host, Sean Keane. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing good, baby. I got that Bulls fever. Just kidding. We're not going to talk about that.
No, we're not. We're going to be the only basketball podcast to not talk about. Look, I have two rules. No old games. No fucking Jordan documentary.
If the old games have Anthony Randolph in them, we have an exception.
Yeah. And we will, of course, on patreon.com/roundrockpod. Excuse me. Patreon.com/roundrockpod. We will maybe talk about old games during episodes of Wiggins Watch. We'll see if it comes to that. But I need to introduce our guest because everyone is wondering. I heard the giggling of a songbird. Who was that just now?
Like a nightingale.
Yeah, and it was, of course, our good friend from the Basketball Feelings newsletter, from Vice Sports, from Yahoo Canada. Is that correct?
Sure.
Katie Heindel. Katie's here. Katie gets mad. I often mess up her credits. I often mess up her credits and Corbin's credits, and they both do not like it. And you know what? Fair.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was your best yet, I think.
Yeah. Katie, how is your quarantine going up in the Great White North?
Consider that before we started recording, I just finished telling you about my day to nighttime sweat pants and like sweatsuit transition. I guess I'm doing okay. I'm keeping it. I'm holding it together.
Yeah, you're a bit like Mr. Rogers. At some point, you put on a one comfy sweatsuit and take off one comfy sweatsuit and put on another one. Mm-hmm. You know what? When I was a kid, always blew my mind about Mr. Rogers. That he just had, like, a sick pair of, like, sneakers he would just put on when he got home. That's
no, he's like, the ultimate sneakerhead. Like, I don't even have to wear these out.
Yeah, I only wear these Air Force Ones at home.
They're never scuffed.
Well, I actually wanted to ask, well, I'll ask you guys, but I did want to ask some Americans about this, because I was reading in, now I'm a New York Times Sunday paper subscriber.
Ooh, the failing fancy New York Times.
Yes. So I get a 10-pound paper every Sunday and just slowly work my way through it in my couch sweatpants suit. And there was something in it this week about how people were like writing in, like, do I have to wash my clothes? Like, how do I, like, should I wash my hair every time I come in from outside? And then someone was like, should I clean my shoes? Like, clean the bottom of my shoes. And then the answer was like, no, but it was like, maybe you should consider not wearing your shoes in the house. But like, are you, I know that is like an American thing to wear shoes in the house, but I always forget that. Mm-hmm. But do you guys wear shoes in the house, or do you have different shoes that you wear in the house?
No, I'm an indoor shoe wearer. I strongly believe in wearing my shoes indoors because I am a weird freak who is more comfortable wearing shoes than not wearing shoes.
But are they your same shoes?
Yeah. Or oh, yeah, change? Baby. I do not change my shoes. I should, but I do not.
I, in my new house, I have not been wearing shoes, like, ever, but that's also because time isn't real, and I never go outside, but our house is, like, all hardwood floors, so walking around in socks has made me, like, compulsively sweeping up, too. I'm just like, ah, goddamn, look at my shoes are tracking in, and my socks are tracking around, so I'm like, yeah, I feel like I've become a human Swiffer in that. But generally, I don't take off my shoes while entering a home, no.
This is very interesting to me, but I would like to suggest to you both slippers.
I have some...
Best of both worlds.
The only slippers I have are extremely comical. My sister bought them when she had a 12-hour layover in Amsterdam on her way to Kenya. Or I guess her way home from Kenya. Probably she was not buying them for Kenya. Anyway, they're very gaudy. They're blue. They have windmills on them.
So nice.
Yeah, it makes my shoes look like a cartoon. and they are comfortable, but also I feel like a damn dork. But I believe in America, I associate that with... the more Asian American families, that seems to be more of a standard. Okay. Also, when I was establishing the rules at my apartment to give us home court advantage, part of what I suggested was putting up a sign asking people to take off their shoes when they entered the house, but we would wear our shoes and all of them would have, like, you know, a distinct, like, 2 or 3 inch heel to them too. So we would get extra height advantage on our guests. And
so
then
you're like dominating,
just psychologically dominating them. Yeah. And then just like, maybe strategically spill things on the floor too, to ruin people's socks. Just basically like, we just wanted to be more dominating at home. Jeez. That's all. Like a great, like the 86 Celtics, Katie.
I want to ask one more question then.
Sure.
If you're both wearing shoes in the house, when do you take your shoes off? When do you know it's time to take your shoes off to go sleep?
I sleep in my shoes. I take them off when I've sat down somewhere. So if I sit down to work, the shoes come off. They should come off right after I come in the door, but usually they come off like right after I like orient myself somewhere and like sit in a chair or sit on the couch or something, then the shoes come off. So they come off fairly fast. They just, I just should be doing it right after I walk in the door, to be honest.
No rules in my house. Mine come off. They go back on. They come off. It's a feel thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm so curious. But
and it's been like that for your whole life.
Yeah.
In Canada. I'm asking Katie.
Yeah.
People I understand.
People in Canada do not wear their shoes in the house. I can like confidently say this, and it doesn't matter like where you're from. It doesn't matter if you're like a newcomer to Canada, like you grew up here, like it's not done.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure Tom Green wears his shoes in the house. That was his first big prank on his parents.
You know, see, and that's probably why it was a prank, because they were like, what are you doing? But we don't claim Tom Green anymore. And I'm never
sorry?
What? I thought he was like in the government. He had like, isn't he like a Canadian lord or something, or
no,
knighted by Justin Trudeau wearing blackface? Was that, do you think Justin Trudeau is maybe was just like the ultimate Tom Green fan with that thing?
Probably. Yeah, they're probably like close friends.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, do you think he wears shoes in the house?
Where does he live now? Does he lives
I mean,
in...
I'm sure he lives
he's
in LA,
from,
but
he's
LA.
From Ontario. He definitely lives in Los Angeles now, I think.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know of that, like Canadian transplants, if there's a point when they're like, their shoes are staying on. Uh-huh. At what point that is. The most boring research paper that I could write. But
Rick
Moran
is for sure still shoes off in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I think Paul 100%. Schaefer, too.
Yeah, but Paul Schaefer, it's like a weird, like, weed thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's putting on, like, slippers that do not look comfortable, but he bought them in Thailand once or something.
I bet Paul Schaefer's entire house is, like, Japanese. Like, you sit on pillows. You know what I mean? There's no there's no actual furniture in it, like American Western-style furniture.
Yeah. I think Martin Short wears his shoes in the house.
Me too. Absolutely. Absolutely shoes on.
Yeah. He didn't look back. Catherine O'Hara, though, still shoes off.
Shoes
even
off.
Though I think she's an American citizen now.
I don't think Catherine O'Hara wears shoes. Just generally. I think she's got kind of like a Stevie Nicksy vibe, you know what I mean?
Oh,
where
absolutely.
It's like all right, that was 11 minutes.
Katie, do you have any other questions about America before we get started?
Not yet, but you know I'm always thinking of you guys, so we'll see what comes up.
Do you feel like, okay, so can I ask you one question about Canada before we get started? Sorry.
Sure.
Is there any Canadian province that is equivalent to the state of Florida where people are like raising alligators in their house and during a pandemic, the governor's like, it's still spring break somewhere. Beaches are open, bitches.
Yeah, actually recently, probably BC, like British Columbia, they had to like physically closed. Well, they had to like send cops out to the beaches because people were like, we're going to surf and we're going to do like, I don't know what they do in Vancouver. They're just all about like being on bikes and rollerblading and like hiking and
coughs are up with codeine in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like banging in the middle of the street because your team lost the Stanley Cup finals.
I forgot about that disgusting instance. But yeah, I think probably BC. And then like interior BC is especially weird. But that's probably the closest to Florida that we've got. Though nothing really comes close to Florida.
Florida, I think, is like singular, maybe even in the world.
Maybe in the, yeah, I think so. The universe, perhaps.
Yes.
All right, before we get started, some business at Round Rock Pod on Twitter and Instagram, patreon.com/roundrockpod, email us at roundrockpod@gmail.com. And, that's all the business, right, Sean?
That's all we need.
I'm all off kilter thinking about why I'm wearing my shoes in the house.
I'm sorry.
Look, Americans often do not examine themselves in a way that they should. And so both culturally and like
medically
cancer screenings. Yeah. So, so I think this is actually very helpful, Katie.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, but there's a very important reason we brought you on today, Katie. You, of course, are the world's number one NBA social media watcher. Is that
enthusiast?
Fair?
Enthusiast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reporter. You're like, you're a little bit like the Marvel character Uatu the Watcher, but just for NBA players' Instagram accounts. Is this correct?
I don't know who that
he just watches
is.
Things.
He watches things a lot.
That's the power that they have?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's an eternal, but yeah.
I thought you were going to say attorney.
Oh, he's an attorney. He's actually just documenting things for insurance purposes.
He, yeah, he works at OSHA.
yeah, I like watching. Stan Lee was really there's like an implication that it's active rather than extremely passive, which it is.
So we normally do this during the summer, and we ask you to give us an update on what NBA players are up to this summer. And seeing as if as this is more of a prolonged what do we call purgatory?
Yeah, purgatory.
We figured we'd do a purgatory watch with you. So, Katie, what have been some of the best NBA player quarantine related content you've seen?
I mean, I think you can guess off the bat who's number one, like who's coming out. If we're gonna first, I haven't decided if there's gonna be an MVP at the end of all this because, well I think it's like good to celebrate it, but it's also like, is it? Like, I don't know.
Well, here's what I would say. Obviously, the MVP award goes to those nurses and doctors. Do people in Canada yell out their windows, "Thanks, doctor!" Or when you have socialized medicine, is it like, well, they get a living wage? It's not like our nightmare country.
Some people, I've heard that some people are doing the pans at certain parts of the city. Not in my neighborhood, but yeah, most people are pretty relaxed about
it. They don't do that in Los Angeles either.
sometimes they clap for our brave managers and agents, but that's it.
And that's mainly at award shows.
Yeah. At one point,
also, if you're a manager or an agent, rep me and Sean, please. All right, keep going.
Also, sometimes people will just start chanting Kobe at random times of day, but I don't think that's related. That was happening before the quarantine, too.
That's a true LA thing.
Yeah.
Wait, who's the MVP? Who's been the best? You want me to guess?
I just feel like you already know, because I know you've both talked about him, but I'm happy
Matisse?
To... No.
Is it Devin Booker becoming the Twitch streamer he was always meant to become?
No, you know that's very boring to me. No, it's Paul Millsap.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's been incredible. Sorry. He's been doing it all.
I think of him more as a magician and less as a basketball player now, admittedly.
Yeah. I actually, because of talking to you, I was a little bit afraid to bring him up, knowing your aversion to the world of magic.
Yeah, Katie,
and the Orlando Magic, I believe. I don't think you're that fond of either.
Katie, I should mention, got upset with us for even having a magician on the show, even though magician Ben Seidman was incredibly delightful, and we'd love to have him on again. Katie was just upset that we knew a magician.
I texted you both about that separately.
We should have put in a trigger warning illusions on the podcast. That's our bad. But I think I didn't know how deep your hatred of the occult was.
It's not that. You know what I hate about magicians? I hate about magicians like the mind freak style of magician that's like, it's a lot of posturing, it's a lot of costumes, it's a lot of like, magic is my lifestyle and not my like chosen profession. That's for my dad, the magician. Me, I'm a freak magician. And I
you
feel
know
like
what? We have a video of Chris Angel that we should make you watch.
Katie,
no.
I want you. I actually think You need to come up with you need to nickname an NBA player the Freak Magician now.
All right, I'll have to give that one some thought, because there definitely are types out there for sure that I think would fall into that category. But to me, it's always because it's been such a thin line between like that type of magician and like an MRA or like a pickup artist.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, in fact, yeah, that's one of the things that Mystery, the mm-hmm. king of the pickup artists. Would you say he's the king, Joey?
Sure.
He's maybe the pickup artist's primary representative. Yeah, but his big thing is like, you got to learn magic tricks to hit on women in bars.
I mean, I feel like, look, pickup artists are not great, not good. But I feel like you can't call Mystery the king of the pickup artists because he like predates the weird internet subculture of pickup artistry that then leads to like school shootings and stuff, you know what I mean? Like there's a weird like through line where it was like, oh, look at this idiot wearing a feather boa, and then it was like all of a sudden there were like all these creeps on the internet, and then those creeps became like gamer gators, you know what I mean? Like
And it all started with somebody wearing a Cat in the Hat hat to a bar and doing like a coin disappearing trick.
Yeah, and Mystery is outside of that other part, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mystery was really... just like an LA creep.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, I don't want to talk about magicians anymore, but please, like, I back myself into this one. But the thing about Paul Millsap is he is, I will say, slowly, he's not changing my mind on magicians, like the freak magicians, but he is becoming, to me, a new kind of magician genre, which is like a people's magician.
I mean, right. I would argue that that's what magicians are supposed to be.
maybe. But, so, like, he's doing, you know that he's, like, because you talked about this, but he's, like, doing all his magic tricks in isolation, mm-hmm. some enhanced by, Instagram and TikTok filters mm-hmm. and effects.
Of course.
But you know, look, he's using, every magician uses the tools of his era.
Sure. And absolutely. I think, to be honest, I think his kids are helping him out, which is even cuter to me. But what like Paul Millsap does kind of, he does like interludes in between his magic tricks. So he's not like hitting everyone over the head constantly with magic, which I also appreciate. He'll just have like, you know, a picture of him. He's got a picture of himself in like a beautiful robe that has his initials embroidered on it, chugging a wine. And the caption's like, toast to all my wine drinkers, getting ready to Netflix and chill. What you all got up for tonight? Hashtag Wine Wednesday. And then he added himself at Paul Millsap. And he has a few like that. He had one with books and just like, I love reading and taking in knowledge. What's on your reading list at Paul Millsap? And like, I don't know, he just seems extremely positive and very happy. He's mm-hmm. eating cereal sometimes at Paul Millsap. He's playing pool. He's hanging out. He's like, to all my dog lovers, send me pictures of your dogs at Paul Millsap.
Here's a question. Not unlike Devin Booker finally finding his calling as a Zoomer Twitch streamer.
Well, and the NBA 2K champion.
Right, but exactly. That's still Twitch stream related.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Has Paul Millsap, maybe has basketball been holding him down from becoming an Instagram and TikTok influencer?
No, because I will say he's not really good at it. Like, and he's not trying to be. Hence, like, him... like adding himself. Like, do you know who else does that? Like, my dad tags himself in all of his Instagram photos. Mm-hmm. Or even the ones that aren't him. It seems like
something LeBron would do.
Yeah. But there's something about it that is just like so wholesome mm-hmm. to me. So no, I don't think like he's in the same, he's not like that era of star who's like, if I wasn't playing basketball, if basketball wasn't ultimately back, I'd be famous.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, on TikTok or like online or whatever. Paul Millsap's just like, well, I'm here and I've got a lot more time now.
I will say that what maybe Paul Millsap has always been holding back is his extreme dad energy,
mm-hmm.
which he kind of has as a player, but it's not like that doesn't seem that cool to have dad energy. But now that he's unleashed and in a house, it's all like tagging myself, like not totally understanding how this technology works, but being very enthusiastic.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
It's just like,
do you think he's sending email forwards to people?
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
Like Nikola Jokic just like, I do not understand the genre of why so many emails, Paul?
I appreciate it because now is a weird time. Obviously, a lot of people are extremely bored and not doing that much, but it seems yet like every time I check in on Paul Millsap, he's just doing something new. So I appreciate that. And I think he's like taking it in stride, you know?
All right. Well, who else is thriving in the world of posting, Katie?
Dion Waiters, without a doubt. He has unleashed a talent that, one, I think he's coming back if the season restarts or if it starts next year, whatever's going to happen. I think I am like 100% sure I'll put money on this and we can talk about it later, but that he's going to have like the season of his career based on everything he's doing in isolation. Mm-hmm.
And what is Dion Waiters doing in isolation for those of us not
okay.
With our fingers off the pulse of Dion Waiters Instagram. Yeah.
And I couldn't I wouldn't even blame you because before this, I was not interested aside from when he like tripped out on gummies because I could relate to that extremely well.
He's one of the most relatable players in the NBA, I have to say.
Well, I think I guess just before COVID hit, he like moved to LA. So he has like a new house and it's huge, but like it's really not unpacked, which is sort of adds to everything he gets up to in quarantine. The main thing being, he's a huge roller skater and he has
that's so good.
Not blader, skater. Like he has these like his own pair and he just like he keeps lacing. The first time he did it, I was like, this seems like, I don't know, like a weird joke that he's doing. Mm-hmm. But he's like, he's done it like almost every other night. He'll put music on. I don't know who's filming him. Someone's filming him because he just also has these extremely long hallways in his house that look like they were made for roller skating. And he'll just blast backwards down all of them. And he'll do like weird, like dances. Like he's at like a roller skating arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have a pitch for a Dion Waiters movie.
What is it?
A man, an NBA star, loses his spot in the league after being both too heavy and also overdosing on weed gummies. And gets real into competitive roller skating.
Sold.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know who's the biggest roller skating enthusiast in the NBA, though? I mean, I guess it's Dion now, but Rajon Rondo.
Damian loves Lillard roller skating. Also has like a roller skating night in Portland every year.
You know, I have to say, like, I love watching people roller skate, but as someone who was a children's swim coach, and for a team that always had a roller skating night, it is like so. It is just an injury machine. I have not seen an activity that injures children as reliably and horribly as roller skating.
I think you're forgetting snowboarding, Sean.
I don't consider that like a children's activity.
Yeah,
though.
I guess I just know snow like. I knew, like, I'm going to say 17 people in high school who broke their collarbones snowboarding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I saw, like, a 9-year-old get a compound fracture of his arm. You know what I mean? Like teenagers is one thing, but, like, I never understood why we did this. It was always the week before our championship meet, too. And, like, one or two kids would just go down with these awful... Also, it was like... We're training. We've been trying to rest them so they have energy for the meet. And then 2 days before it's 3 hours of roller skating. And just like, am I supposed to coach these guys? Anyway, well, yeah, I have driven a child to the emergency room because of a roller skating injury. It's awful.
But the thing
I felt terrible
about him is like he's in this house with like polished marble floors. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. There's like these huge columns everywhere that he looks like he's gonna blast into, and then he'll just kind of like do this beautiful pirouette around.
What kind of music is he putting on these videos?
Like a lot of soul music.
Okay, good. I want it to be very specifically period. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want fucking Donna Summer, Thelma Houston shit playing while this is going on. You know what
that's
I mean?
What it is. All that's right, what good. It is. But the thing about the empty house is he also keeps like because his kids are with him. They first were, they weren't, but now they are, is that he, like the other day he got a gigantic, like an outdoor inflatable, like jumping castle, but mm-hmm. he set it up inside for his daughter in like his living room, but nothing else
I'm
is
sorry?
There right now.
Didn't someone have to bring that and set it up for him?
You think so, but they were not in the video, but we're on TV.
But you could theoretically, I mean, probably they just had to leave the bouncy house outside for two
with, like,
hours.
A generator,
right?
I guess. Or like you plug the generator. I don't know. You run power to it somehow.
Maybe the house is so big and there's no stuff in it that you can maintain social distancing while setting up a bouncy castle.
It's a fair point. It
probably could.
I just don't. But, I didn't know bouncy castles were an essential business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a good point.
We should maybe ask the mayor and then tell him to cancel rent already.
Don't call the stitch line on Dion Waiters.
Well, I'm not going to stitch on. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Also, I'll try to get Dion's rent canceled, too.
Yeah.
He's not getting paid.
All right.
Anyway, if he doesn't break both of his arms and his legs, he's going to have a great season whenever it starts up again.
All right. Who else is having a great well, you know what? I don't want to call it a great quarantine, but who else is thriving on in the posting world, Katie?
Jordan Clarkson just generally seems really happy, but he is like of the TikTok era, so he's just like dancing his cares away. So is Trae Young, but those aren't as exciting to me, really.
See, I didn't think Trae Young. I felt like Trae Young was having kind of a bad quarantine.
He seems to be going up and down, I'll be honest.
Because he keeps getting roasted really hard a lot on the internet. Like, they were roasting how he looked before, like one of his posts about how he looked, and then they were roasting his shitty hoop during the hope, the horse thing.
Oh, yeah. His horse thing, Katie, did you watch any of the horse?
No, I just watched highlights, but I liked them. I know everyone hated them, but not me.
Well, I mean, I think watching the highlights was great. The problem really was not with the content. It was just that, and they figured it out for the semifinals. You just say you have to edit that down. You don't need a horse to be live. And there was just a lot of like walking around. Now, look. Chris Paul getting mad at himself for the whole competition was wonderful. But yeah, to me, it looked like Trae Young had a jacked up hoop that was not necessarily 10 feet tall. And I'm pretty sure that he does not really use his home hoop to shoot on. He uses it to dunk on. Because it looked like it was maybe 9 feet, 6 inches and the rim was bent. And to me, as someone who has also lowered a hoop in a driveway so I could dunk on it, I was like, I see you, Trae Young.
Yeah, I just felt like it was a direct correlation from everyone roasting his hoop on the horse competition to him, like, 8 hours later tweeting on April 13th, I hate 2020 so far.
Oh. Well, yeah, he's not doing the most, but he is also like, I don't know if his house is this big, but he's isolating with like 5 of his friends. Like mm-hmm. they've so I don't know, I guess he's like, he's okay. It takes a village and he's got one. But What's been more interesting to me have been like the surprise guys I don't usually like, I guess, that I'm now really becoming a big fan
of. Let's cover those guys. Katie, who's changing your mind during the pandemic?
Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma? What? Please tell me why.
Well, first Kyle Kuzma was like, I think, extremely lonely because he was like, he'd post himself in like really beautiful outfits that you could tell it took him a long time to put together. And he'd be like, ready to go for dinner downstairs. As the caption. And he did it a lot, or he'd just be like in his closet hanging out. I don't know. He just seemed kind of, he looked great, but he seemed kind of glum. But then he got a puppy who's really cute. And now he's just like strolling around wherever he lives. It looks nice. He lives in like a hilly area and you can see the ocean. Do you know where that would be?
Probably in the Palisades, right?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe.
Most of the Lakers seem to live somewhat near Malibu.
Yeah, okay. The practice court is in Marina del Rey, which is by the beach. So, like,
yeah,
all of those guys live near the beach.
It's kind of weird. It seems I'm curious about how annoying it is for them to get to the Staples Center because the practice facility is not particularly close.
No,
and it's an annoying drive.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, that's what I as an NBA fan want to know. Kyle Kuzma's commute.
His commute. he really took advantage of this time, I think, to like get a puppy. It's a great time to get a puppy if you could get one, everybody. CJ McCollum also got a dog. Mm.
That seems like cloud chasing.
He's gonna neglect that dog.
But yeah, I never like, you know, I've never been like a huge fan of Kuz. I think he's kind of like, can be a little bit of like a caricature of himself. But this year I started to feel sad for him because I don't think anyone likes him very much on the Lakers, especially LeBron. So if he's finding ways to like feel good, that's good. Maybe he's finding himself a little bit in Kuar. I don't know. The other weird one is honestly, it's just extremely strange, but Aaron Gordon.
Oh, the star of Uncle Drew?
Because, you know, he like lives in the swamp. I know this from, you should know this, but I know this from Summer Vacation Watch. Uh-huh. He has like a house that like backs into a swamp.
And
so.
You hate swamps. We've covered that in Summer Vacation Watch before. You very specifically were angry at people spending their summers in the swamp.
Yeah, not a fan of the swamps.
Pierce, Sean's parents' dogs also hate swamps.
That's good.
That's Pepper. These dogs also hate each other, so that's also fun.
Smart dogs.
One dog likes to walk. One dog likes to catch a ball. Both of them like to eat. My parents had to get. This is like it feels like the saddest thing to buy for a dog. One dog's bowl has all these like obstacles in the middle of it because the dog will eat food so quickly that she like gets out of breath and is they had to put obstacles to keep her from wolfing her food down in 15 seconds and now it takes like 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. It's a dog with an eating disorder. That's what I'm saying.
Katie, back to Aaron Gordon.
Sorry.
Yes, that's okay. Well, first he was like, his style's really kind of changed. I mean, his style in isolation is basically topless, wearing a headband, huge aviators, and like a tie-dye towel like tied around his waist.
Oh, so he's dressing like Chandler Parsons now?
Oh, true. I guess so. True. but I didn't really like. I guess I didn't know how many tattoos he had, but he has not one but two. He's got like a peace sign, like melting on his knee, and he's got a huge like yin yang symbol in the middle of his back beside an hourglass. Deep things, like pretty deep, deep tats. But he got really into painting and he made the weirdest fucking painting.
Wait, is he painting butts?
No. Unfortunately not. Oh, no. It's scarier than butts.
Excuse me?
It's like a gray photorealistic hand reaching for a disintegrating rose on like a black field that looks like space.
So are you telling me Aaron Gordon is goth now?
He might be, but he's like a real, I don't know what type of goth this is. I guess it's like a Hot Topic kind of goth.
Or like a, it sounds to me like a, like a, like a West Coast Customs goth, you know what I mean? Like kind of like a tough guy who really loves Morrissey, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
This feels softer than that.
Okay.
But that's close. It doesn't feel far off. I don't know what this is. It's like a new genre entirely on itself. But I've been enjoying it. And a couple other guys are painting too. I don't know if you saw it, but like early on.
Trust me, I did not see. Keep going.
Okay. Dwayne Wade got super into painting, but to the point where he would like, his paintings were horrible. But he did auction them all off for charity, but they were selling for like between like 5 to like 20K. Oh,
Jeremy Evans is so mad right now.
But they were like, they were fucked up. Like they didn't look like anything.
Uh-huh.
Like not even abstract, like too fucked up to be abstract. But he would like, when he got into it, he would just like lay down in the middle of his living room with like, cause he has slippers. He has UGG slippers. So he'd be like kicking his feet up in the air, lying on his stomach painting. And he would just be captioning photos like, you know, whenever the mood strikes me, like I gotta paint. And like Gabrielle Union was really making fun of him a lot, like with good reason. But he stopped doing that. And now he's just like, the last time I checked in on him, he was making these disgusting, like deep fried red velvet Oreos.
Oh, he absolutely is a disgusting cook, right?
But he was like, sweets are my greatest like Achilles heel, like or something. I don't know. And he did like a lot at Instagram Live where people could follow along making them, but it looked disgusting. It was really gross. But he was having the time of his life.
There's no way that left to his own devices, Dwayne Wade, he is definitely making like the worst food of all time.
I think so. I can talk about
that's
another
why Pat
guy.
Riley has to be so intense with everybody else's fitness and like photograph him shirtless. It's all secretly just about trying to keep Dwayne Wade from being a disgusting pig. But he's like, well, we have to do it for everyone, so Dwayne doesn't think I'm singling him out. Do you remember when Pat Riley, when he came back to the Heat and Dwayne Wade was like, I'm back home. It's so great to be back on this team. And Pat Riley's like, yeah, you're not eating mashed potatoes anymore, bitch. Like his comment was just like, I know what you've been eating in Chicago.
Yeah, and the answer was hot beef.
Yeah, hot beef. That's what they love.
All right, Katie, besides Dwayne Wade's paintings, mm-hmm. Who appears to not be thriving in their posting routines?
Yeah, so he's not thriving, but he's like, and it feels weird to be judgmental of someone in isolation.
We're not, well, let's make it clear, we're not being judgmental. You're just worried about them.
No, I'm being judgmental of this one. But like Enes Kanter is simultaneously, his habits are worrisome, and he's also like trying too hard in self-isolation, if that, I don't even know how that is possible.
Yes, because that's what his entire thing always is.
Uh-huh.
I guess so, yeah. And this is just him, like, magnified by the power of himself every day alone. But he keeps making these really gross concoctions. Like, one day he made, it was like a frittata, but it was with, like, cookie dough layers.
No. And
he was tossing in full chocolate bars into the middle, and then like topping it off with more like another tube of cookie dough. He did this gross smoothie thing where he emptied an entire thing of chocolate syrup into it, and the blender was just going on an extremely low speed, so you could just see it happening real time. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure he drank it all.
God damn it.
And he keeps trying to do the like TikTok things where he'll be like, I don't know, I don't have TikTok and I don't use it, but just where you're like funny and you like cut to things and it looks like you did like a prank or like you did a trick or something, but he can't do it.
His editing skills just aren't there.
Yeah. But he just seems so happy about it. I mean, I guess like just, you know, if I didn't know that was Enes Kanter and I saw someone doing all that, I might just be like, oh, they're just saying fuck it, and they're just having a good time. But something about it being Enes.
Would you say he's one of the bigger clout chasers in the NBA?
I would.
Yeah.
Like, he's so desperate for social media approval, despite doing admirable things in his life. It's almost counterbalanced by these ploys for attention on social media that he's not particularly good at. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like when he was trash talking LeBron. And I like the idea of someone like Enes Kanter getting into a weird rivalry with LeBron, but he ended up like making it sexist, and like his trash talk kind of didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So it's really the execution of all these things that is really hurting Enes.
Yeah, he's definitely
thirsty in a weird way.
He should definitely fire whoever was running Hillary's campaign.
I think it was Fuck Jerry, right? Wasn't it the Fuck Jerry team?
He should definitely fight, because he clearly hired them afterwards, because his whole thing seems to be NBA player-related versions of I'm Your Abuela and Pokemon Go to the Polls.
have Enes Kanter Pokemon Go to the All-Star Game. Enes Kanter Pokemon Go on the Epstein plane. Wait. Oh, I mean, don't be friends with the Clintons.
Who else is not thrive? Who else are you worried about during isolation, Katie?
I'm honestly kind of, no one should ever be, but I'm kind of worried about LeBron just because he keeps posting. I mean, he always drinks a lot of wine, but he keeps posting just like, just really need a wine buddy to drink this vino with, or he'll just, I have to find the exact terrible quote. Well,
if you remember last year, he missed a couple months to go to wine rehab and they had to pretend it was a groin injury, but he had a real wine problem last year, and it cost the Lakers the playoffs, and now he seems to be slipping again.
Yeah, he's just like, I think it was at first he was like, oh, I really want a friend to drink with, basically.
Uh-huh, right.
And I was sort of like, well, he has his wife with him, mm-hmm. I would guess, in the house. And I guess you can't hang out with people, so I don't know really what he meant. I'm still just trying to find this. I just really need to read this caption.
Here's what I'm gonna say right now. If he really wants a wine drinking partner, start raising your kids French style, you know what I mean? Yeah. Let Bronny have a couple sips.
He's not that old. He's old enough. do you think LeBron works out on Zoom calls?
Yeah, and, like, absolutely.
Just one of those guys, Maverick or Rich Paul, just has to watch him rapping along to stuff while he lifts weights on Zoom.
While they're like trying to tell him about how like what uninterrupted program they're building for quarantine.
Or specific investment advice where they're like, actually, you really need to diversify your holdings. And he's just like rapping along to a Biggie song.
I think that's happening. I found the caption. It looks like he's just in a room in his house by himself. It's just a picture of a wine glass, and like the wine bottle is about three quarters of the way finished.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And the caption is, "My goodness! 3 exclamation points. I'm out of my mind when it comes to this Vino."
Oh my god.
This isn't great for the Lakers. It really...
Being out of your mind when it comes to this Vino. I mean, we've all been there, but LeBron's there now. And I don't know. It doesn't look great. It doesn't feel great. Like, it's okay. I'm sure he'll still come out of this, like, and he'll somehow have, like, the best comeback season imaginable. But, because, like, I don't know, maybe he's drinking while he's in his hyperbaric chamber.
Uh-huh.
So he might not be aging in isolation.
Well, I mean, that wine is, though. So that's the problem. He has to figure out a way to keep his body artificially young while aging the wine quickly. So I guess maybe he just hits reverse on the hyperbaric chamber.
I'm not really worried about him because he sort of like fucked everything up. But Rudy Gobert is taking a lot of like solo mountain hikes, but that seems fine. I feel like he maybe just needs to kind of come to terms with
think about how to repair he and Donovan Mitchell's relationship.
Uh-huh.
Which, we haven't talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say real quick, could someone please explain to Donovan Mitchell that he might have given Rudy Gobert coronavirus?
Yeah, that's... now, Rudy Gobert did definitely give coronavirus to a child. We know that.
Maybe the child gave it to him. You never know.
I'm pretty sure he gave a child coronavirus. But yeah, it's true. Donovan Mitchell definitely might have gotten it, perhaps from sharing a Spider-Man mask with an infected person. He needs to look up the dictionary definition of infectious and make a sweatshirt out of that.
Also, asymptomatic. That's his new hoodie.
Oh, I want to get Joey. Can you tell Katie about Donovan? Sorry, Joey. Can you tell Katie about Eric Paschal in quarantine?
Oh yeah, sure. So I was playing NBA 2K20 yesterday, and during the load screens, there's like a little TV show every week that they upload where they interview players and stuff. And this week they were interviewing Warriors player Eric Paschal, and she asked him, the host, whose name I can't remember right now, asked him, so are you working out in quarantine? Do you have a basketball hoop? And he was like, no, I don't have a hoop. And then she was like, well, what are you doing for your workouts? And he was like, I ride my bike around the city sometimes. And I was like, oh no, he is going to be fat if they have to play again in 2 months.
That's weirdly been happening a lot. I don't know who it was on the Raptors. I think it was Norman Powell was complaining. Someone asked him, they were like, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you doing weights or something? And he was like, Serge took all the weights. But I was like, why don't the Raptors have more weights they can give to the players? Like, Serge can't have all the weights.
I mean, is taking all the weights art?
It could be. Depends how he's stacking them up, you know, in the house.
What's the worst post you've seen this quarantine season?
Oh. Like, Paul Pierce is pretty... Like, it's funny, because I wouldn't be like... Oh, am I more worried about Paul Pierce than normal? Not really, because he's behaving in the same way, but I worry that because of the like public situations that he could like inadvertently get himself into by being Paul Pierce, he might be in trouble. Like the other day, one, he can't figure out how to wear masks, and like none of the masks that he has seem to fit his face. Uh-huh. He also is just like taking solo bike rides around, but he's constantly filming himself. But like, you know, he's like holding his phone out with one hand and he doesn't look like he's very good at riding a bike.
This is like that time Devin Booker Snapchatted himself riding a bike with no hands and then like 15 minutes later announced he had to get hand surgery.
Right, right. And it was like, no, you heard it playing. You heard it playing. He's fine. I would not be surprised though if Devin Booker does develop like carpal tunnel or something, because he is gaming a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah. Then it's like, no, he was shooting. He was shooting when that happened.
But yeah.
Shooting
all
noobs.
Like this week.
All right, keep going.
He went to like some stretch of beach, but he starts this. It's like a series of like moments on Instagram or whatever. But he starts them and he's already extremely out of breath. So I don't know if he was running. But he like is running when he starts, and he's like, I gotta go fast. He's like, this is the secret beach. And he like runs across a highway somewhere toward the ocean, and then he like zooms in on a sign that's like beach closed, like due to COVID, like don't, like what are you doing, basically. And he's like, I gotta go quick. And he's like running just towards the water, I guess. And then it just abruptly cuts off after like six of them, and I never knew what happened. So,
somehow a pack I'm of a bit... wild dogs chased him down.
Right.
Maybe. But that's, you know, like that's something he would probably do normally, but he's just like getting into more, he's just like getting into it a lot more, mm-hmm. and he can't help himself. The worst post, though, was probably the only post that Kyrie Irving has made.
Oh, yes, please. Uh-huh. Which, give it to me, Katie.
This is what I want.
It was the night of the last full moon, so it was about like 2 weeks ago.
Of course it was. Keep going.
Uh-huh. He just posted a really shitty picture. It could have just been a streetlight, but it was like ostensibly of the moon.
Uh-huh.
And he just had like a triangle emoji, an eyeball emoji, and then like three sparkly star emojis.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying he believes that Stanley Kubrick filmed the moon landing, and that we've never been there? That's what that post is about, right?
I would love to hear Kyrie Irving's thoughts about the origin of the coronavirus.
I think that's what it sort of was, and maybe like open to interpretation. I mean, a part of me was like, okay, Kyrie's fine. Like, because if it was the full moon and he didn't post anything, then you might be a little bit concerned.
Uh-huh. Now, did he get the coronavirus? Was he one of the Nets who got coronavirus?
They're not announcing anymore. Silver said the other day that a lot more NBA players have had it, and they just stopped announcing who.
Oh, yeah, got it from Rudy Gobert.
I don't know. I guess you have to. I would say he does, but how good of friends do you believe like him and Durant actually are? If Durant was one of the guys who had it,
I mean, I think they're good friends.
I think as much as Kevin Durant has friends, they're good friends. But I also feel like Kevin Durant, even when he's like that story that was talking about him hanging out with his chef and his entourage in his new place, it kind of seemed like KD was mostly on his phone. Mm-hmm. And eating like three bites of a meal.
While having like a blanket on his lap?
Yeah, that was...
Look, it's getting more and more like a Brian Wilson, Dr. Eugene Landy situation down there every minute every time I read more about it. So,
I think like the worst, you might think this is the worst, but I actually like this, Jimmy, because I felt like it was extremely novel to him. Jimmy Butler posted a picture of like just a really regular looking grilled cheese sandwich. Mm-hmm. And like he added like a food porn account. Because he was being like, I'm being bad. Like I'm eating a grilled cheese sandwich. So to some people that might be like, that's pretty shitty. To me,
no,
it's funny because I feel like
that's a good post.
Yeah. He couldn't like, he probably had to hide it from Mark Wahlberg or something, you know. Out of shame.
So who's post? What's the best post you've seen in quarantine?
Oh my god, the best! I don't know. The best is probably It's ongoing. And like, aside from the ones I already said, Tim Mardaway Jr. has this like ongoing relationship forming with a pair of manatees.
Mm-hmm.
They keep swimming up to his, I guess his backyard is just like a beautiful, I think he has a place in Miami.
Yeah, that would make sense because that's probably where he kind of grew up because his dad played there.
Mm-hmm. So he has this like gorgeous like aquamarine canal and like a dock going into it. And then it's like some manatees just floated by one day, but they keep coming back and he's always there like waiting for them.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't say any, like he never says anything. He's not like, you can tell he's really into them, but he's, I don't know. He's just like, this sounds, I've obviously bought in because I was going to say he lets the manatees speak for themselves. But he like just hoses them down. He just brings out his garden hose and like stands there for like long, long, I would say hours. I don't know. He's not recording hours worth of footage, but like it feels like it could be. I would do it for hours. I would watch it for hours. It's like extremely meditative. But yeah, he just like hoses those guys down. It's really nice.
Katie, thank you so much for coming on. I think that's our episode. We were going to do news, but we can talk,
I mean,
we'll talk about
is,
news.
This is a lot more important. I can't think of anything that, also, I don't really think that, I do want to, can we ask Katie really briefly about doing the playoffs at Disney World? I feel like that is in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing I wanted to bring up because everything else is boring. But Katie, have you read about that proposal that Disney World has enough facilities that are self-contained, there's enough courts that that's where the NBA might relocate to?
No, I did not see any of that.
Now,
what do they mean enough courts? Why are there so many courts at Disney World?
Because there's so many hotel rooms, hotels and gyms and stuff self-contained within Disney World.
Yeah, it's like a compound. And that's, I believe that Brooke Lopez's home is within that containment.
It is, yes, it is, yeah.
He's going to be thrilled. Did he write the report?
I wonder if it was a scam, maybe. And that they, like, maybe they have some stuff that, some, like, you know, Disney benefits that expire if they don't use them soon enough, too. It does feel like maybe the Milwaukee Bucks lobbied for this on behalf of Brooke and Robin. It's very possible. Now, do you have any resentment towards the Magic Kingdom? I know you don't like magicians, but are you okay with, you know?
Yeah, it's
fine. Have you been to Disneyland or Disney World?
Yeah, I've been to Disney World. Uh-huh. Not been to the smaller land.
I heard it's better than Disneyland.
There's no way. It's probably like a better theme park, but it's less. There's less fucking weird shit in it. You know what I mean?
That's why
I go to Disneyland for the old weird shit.
Yeah, because if you're going for like thrill rides, there are better options than Disneyland.
Yeah,
I also
heard don't
that Space
really
Mountain
like
is faster in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe that. Also, probably a lot more people shirtless in the park against regulations.
Yeah, I was
Orlando, Florida.
The thing that worries me most about that I thought of right away is if it's in Disney World, is keeping players like, because they'll all, I guess the idea is they'll all stay there for the duration of the thing, right? So like keeping them from wandering around. Like, do you remember a couple years ago when that kid got eaten by an alligator?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Like, well, actually, you would be horrified by Disney World because it actually
is
the perfect it's the marriage of magic and swamps.
I know. And the Nazi sympathizer himself bought up a lot of swamp land. I know the history of Disney.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so yeah, there, that's two strikes already.
But as far as like logistics, it makes sense. It makes more sense than Vegas, which is what they were saying at some point.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, no, it makes way more sense than Vegas.
And it could be, I don't know, I guess it could be extremely, I don't know who I am anymore. I was just going to say it could be extremely whimsical, but I've changed in isolation.
Uh-huh.
Usually I don't go for whimsy, but
you want hard Scrabble.
I would be more into it if they actually like leaned extremely hard into the themes of, because like they have that like tiki world and they have like all the places you can stay, like the hotels, if uh-huh. the gyms are also themed to those hotels.
That would be great. Yeah, they have that bizarre house of the future too. Yeah. But it's a 20-year-old house of the future.
And the refs have to be on like hoverboards.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they all have to ride the thing that Aaron Gordon had the mascot on in the dunk contest.
Yeah. The hover tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. That could be okay.
And also, I believe that Disney World has a lot of wine bars, so LeBron will consent to playing there.
He'll never leave. He'll get lost. That could actually be a problem. He'll get lost in Disney World one day. They won't be able to find him, and they will have to postpone some games.
All right, that's our show. Katie, what would you like to plug?
I do want to tell you one more.
Ooh.
That I know that I did think of you guys when I saw this, but Marco Bellinelli.
Yeah. Did he get more bad tattoos?
But he did the cinnamon challenge, which I didn't even know was still a thing.
Oh, what?
He did the cinnamon challenge like 12 years too late?
Yes.
Oh my god. How did he do?
He did it. Unless he like ran off camera, but it was recording him for like a good minute.
I'm gonna play the audio of this right now. Hold on. Hey, it's me, Joey. I couldn't find the Marco Bellinelli Cinnamon Challenge video, so guess I'll just reenact it for you.
Woo! The only thing that's spicier than the cinnamon is scoring 37 points in a summer league game!
Alright, I'm sorry, Katie. You should have led with this.
we wouldn't have even had to do an intro.
That's true. It could be the intro. It still could.
All right. Everyone watch Marco Bellinelli do the cinnamon challenge. Katie, yep. What would you like to plug?
NBA Self-Isolation Watch, which you can read weekly as long as this thing's going on Dime. And Basketball Feelings, which I don't know. It keeps mutating into something different. But whatever it is.
It's one of my favorite things to get. It's such a treat to get in my mailbox every time it comes out.
Oh, thank you. Because a little bit I've been like, what am I even doing? What am I writing?
Look, we took a week off last week because we didn't have any ideas. That was our first time in self-quarantine. So we get it, is what we're saying. We're artists, okay? Just like you.
Yeah. Oh, and happy 420, Katie. Do they have 420 in Canada, or is it like 2 weeks later?
Good one. Yeah, they have it. It's legal, though, so I feel like it's less of a big deal. Also, everything's closed.
Yeah. Sean, what would you like to plug?
I'm going to have a thing about, surprisingly, Michael Jordan versus... No, actually, I'm going to plug something else. I wrote about a bold move that every NBA team could make, and my favorite one is making broke-ass Tillman Fertitta sell the team to Russell Westbrook and James Harden. That's what I think should happen. Or he should have to sell Harden the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And then it'll be like a weird strip club Forrest Gump thing, like the Dark Jenny timeline, I think would be the theme. But yeah, that's what they should do.
As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where 19 hours ago I tweeted, I'm wearing knee pads. Sean. Boy.
I mean, he should always be wearing knee pads. He's very injury prone.
Sean, did you write a song?
I did. This is a song by it's a version of a song by Mike Posner, but it's the Seeb remix. It's from the perspective of King's owner Vivek Ranadive, and it's called "I Took a Flyer on Ariza."
Great. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all roller skate in our houses while doing the cinnamon challenge.
I took a flyer on Ariza. So fly to think that I was cool. But when the season took a left, we were way out of the playoffs and we flipped it for a couple of twos. I'm living out and at the turn. Sikora Joseph just to prove I'll still spend the green after I got a free arena, even though we're still gonna lose. You don't really wanna draft like me, give Dwayne Dedman the bag like me. You don't wanna be watching the River Cats play all alone. You don't wanna hire Luke like me, make the fans wanna puke like me. You don't wanna be stuck in the draft lottery, stuck in the draft lottery. Oh, I make of bad moves, Tammy. Oh, I make bad moves. I hope everybody's quarantining inside the Golden One Arena, like me, Slams in the Lion, Peja Stojakovic, and Mike Bibby's Team Don personal trainer. He's still here. Also, don't go out and get bin candy from that Old Town Sacramento candy store. Get a Postmate. Stay safe. I'm just a founder who already found his spot. My robot kills roaches and I fire all my coaches and I think Buddy Hield smoking pot. I can get a star, no, because as soon as we have cap space, I spend it on Guvuff, Zeebo, and Kosa Kuvuff, and the moves blow up in my face. You don't want to analyze like me, have the team play 4 and 5 like me. You don't want to be wondering why you fired Mike Malone. You don't want to own the Kings like me, give up your chance at winning rings like me. You don't want to be passing on Luka Doncic, passing on Luka Doncic. Oh, I make bad moves, bad moves. Old Vlade, oh, I make bad moves, bad moves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.